Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The Wake Up Call.
The Wake Up Call.
The Wake Up Call.
Wake up.
It's the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
An influencer is someone who tries to amass a big following on social media so that they can then sell those people junk. We used to call these people hucksters, but a few years ago they rebranded somehow the cool, fashionable influencers, which is not even a good rebrand, right? Influence is a bad word. Think about it. Your friend's a bad influence. You're arrested for driving under the influence. Influenza.
It's a wake up call. 531. 531. Ooh.
Look at that.
Yeah. Gavin, Katie, Kevin.
Kevin, show Gavin your Starbucks. Look what it says.
It says congrats.
Oh, that's
how
great.
Sweet is that?
That's really nice.
Mr. I got my own show.
Oh, on your, written on your coffee. We're going to talk about coffee in a second. That stand-up comedian. What a great point. How come we don't think about that anymore? We what? Used to call these people hucksters.
And I missed the first part of it. I didn't have my headphones
it's
on.
It's like a social media influencer is somebody who does things to try to amass an audience so that they can then sell that audience junk. He's like, used to call those people hucksters.
Okay, but
we did.
Okay, but that's if it is junk.
It is junk.
That's not true.
I mean, it kind of is.
Why?
Because what's the last thing you bought off of the Instagram marketplace where you're like, well,
I don't buy stuff off Instagram, but I buy stuff off the TikTok shop.
Oh.
Okay, what's the last thing you bought off the TikTok shop that was great?
This tracksuit.
Well, I didn't want to say anything.
Wow.
Did you buy it from an influencer?
I mean, you see, I guess an influencer. I mean, I don't know.
I feel like
I don't know what the word influencer means anymore. Do you need to have a certain amount of followers? Like,
I can't tell
anymore. But I mean, I see people modeling it.
Yeah.
And then there's a link for how you can buy it.
Yeah.
So I guess that person influenced me.
Right.
But I don't know what the word influencer is. Can we talk about Ash Trevino, the woman I was talking to you about?
Who?
Okay,
who?
I told you about this woman. She is somebody on TikTok who amassed a huge following.
Oh, this woman.
Okay. She is... Listen, I don't like to talk about a woman's looks, but...
I mean, it has to be addressed.
I think she would universally be considered on the more unattractive side. Okay?
Yes.
She
looks like she plays a villain in a fantasy movie.
Yes.
That's a great way to describe her.
Right. And she goes on live on TikTok and just sits there all day long. Mm. Her kids, who are like 12 and 15.
She's children?
Uh-huh. Come in and out of her room, try to talk to her. She like shoos them away. And she's on for hours. There is a clip of her 12-year-old daughter going, and she's like standing there dancing. And the 12-year-old's like, Mom, I threw up. And she just keeps dancing. She's like, Mom, why are you dancing? I threw up. She does things to herself off camera, but you can like hear it. And this woman has started hiring security to go places like to the mall with her because she is so convinced that she's going to be just overtaken by fans.
Uh-huh.
Is she an influencer?
I mean, I guess technically she is.
Okay, well then we're using the term a little loosely.
Well, she's got you. You're a fan.
Yeah. Not influencing me to do anything but eat my vegetables.
But you're a fan.
She sits there with these super long nails on live. I'm not a fan.
You're watching her.
I watch the people talking trash about her later.
I see.
Okay. She has these super long nails. She buys, she DoorDashes hot Cheetos and bean dip. And just sits there on live and eats it. Now, the other thing she does, and I think this is hysterical, it's so bad, but I hope she never stops doing it. She'll be on live and she'll have like...
Sounds like a fan.
You sound like a fan.
Sounds like a fan.
No. Just listen. Because okay. it's so bad.
I know, but you hope she never stops doing it, though.
Because you love cringy stuff. Would you say you're a fan of those people?
I don't follow any of them.
I don't follow her.
Okay.
She just... Now comes up, the people talking trash about her come up in my For You page.
Okay.
She'll, like, have a bag of Taco Bell, okay? And she'll be, like, going through it, and she'll pull out, like, a piece of paper, and she'll be like, you guys, and she'll pretend that the people at the Taco Bell knew it was her when she DoorDashed it, and she'll, like, read a note clearly written by her, okay? And she'll be like, Ash, we love your videos. We hope you never stop. You're so funny and beautiful. Kisses. And she'll be like, you guys, you're so funny. I can't go anywhere without people recognizing me. It's like...
Well, you know what? We know somebody who made an entire morning radio show career out of doing just that exact thing.
Writing letters to himself?
Yep. Well, and then saying like... You are so smart
and so handsome.
So talented.
Yeah, that's true.
106.5 The End.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
We are calling Alyssa at the request of her coworker George. They both work for one of the cities in the area. And I am calling as Melissa's sisters, the little old lady who's easily confused, to try to report my neighbors for violating Dry January. If you don't know what Dry January is, it's where, what is it, Katie?
You just abstain from alcohol for the month.
Yeah, Melissa has no idea what that is. Here's the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello, this is Alyssa.
Hello, sir. My name is Melissa's sisters, and I have a crime to report.
You don't report crimes here. You would need to call the police for that.
Well, I already tried that, dear, and they told me to call this number, and George patched me through to you.
Okay, well, what could I help you with?
Well, my neighbors, they're currently in violation of Dry January, and a full investigation needs to be launched almost immediately, if not now.
I don't see how that's an issue. Dry January is voluntary.
No, it's a law, a state law, I believe, and I need you to take this a little bit more seriously as a warden of the city.
Okay, well, could you tell me how you know that this is happening?
Well, I can see them. I can see that they're doing it.
What exactly are you seeing?
Well, they're watering their lawn. The sprinkler's going every single morning. And I know what time they have it set. It's set at 6:15 because that's when I take my cat out for booby.
Ma'am, I think this is a misunderstanding. It is not illegal to water your lawn.
No, it is during Dry January. What does the word dry mean to you?
Well, it can mean a few things. It can mean an absence of water, but
yeah, there it is. Yes, it's an absence of water. Right. No water. Yeah, I haven't been showering so far this month, and I plan to keep it up. And I gotta tell you, I miss it. I just got a new bath fitter put in with a handrail and everything. I haven't even gotten a chance to use it. Got it for Christmas. Nothing. No showers yet.
You definitely can shower.
But not with water.
No, you are 100% allowed to use water. Dry January means like no booze. It's an optional thing people do to kind of like
what?
Detox.
No booze, no scaring people.
No, I'm sorry. People don't drink alcohol during January, and they call that dry January.
Is there a manager there that is in charge of Dry January? Because I think I should speak to him instead, because I don't think that you have all the information.
Ma'am, I am the manager here. There's not really a manager of Dry January. As I mentioned before, it's an optional thing people do as like a detox.
I don't know what that is. Is that something that cleans kitchens?
No, it's kind of like, you know how some people might do a juice cleanse or a juice fast. It's a sort of similar idea.
I when I drink juice, there's nothing I do quickly or fast. It runs right through me. Maybe run to the bathroom, but that's about it.
Well, then it sounds like you're in good health.
Great. Thank you very much. And I'll see you very soon. I think I have some leftover meatloaf, so I'll feed everybody that comes by.
Ma'am, I'm sorry, but no one is coming by. There's no one in violation of anything. Everything is good. You can go and take a shower if you want.
Oh, okay. Oh, so I can shower again.
Yes, you can always shower.
I can always shower. I love that. Okay, what a message for the new year.
Yes, I guess it is.
All right. Okay, let me tell you one more thing then before I get going. None of this has been real. Alyssa, this is actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, and George is the one who asked me to phone scam you. He sent me an email.
Okay, I was wondering why this was like so difficult to explain.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com. 106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
This is the game of concentration, no repeats or hesitations.
We're getting really good at that, guys. Really good.
Seems hard to be bad at, but
this is a game that I believe, did your daughter come up with this game?
I think it's a game kids just play, but it was something that she was playing, and I said, well, we should play this.
Created by Katie's daughter.
No, period. Let's say that. Okay. I'm down.
And John, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Calling from Sacramento, and you chose Katie to be your representative in today's concentration. Smart move.
We're starting early from both of y'all.
Give Katie some encouragement.
I don't need it, Gavin.
Oh.
John needs it.
Oh, she doesn't need it. We're looking for win number four. Come on, Katie.
Thank you.
Win number four. I love that.
Bye.
All righty. I'm going to put you on hold. And now let's talk to Jason. Hi, Jason.
Hello.
Hey.
Kevin's going to be representing you. Have you heard us play concentration yet?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So what are your feelings going into this as Kevin representing you?
I feel good.
Good.
Oh, good.
Well, at least somebody does.
I feel good.
All right.
Yes, thank you, Jason.
All righty. Starting the timer now. 5 minutes.
Yeah, we know. I start.
Wow. Kind of coming in with an attitude.
Oh,
it's not the attitude of a winner, I can tell you that much.
Oh, boy. Kevin, you start. Here we go.
Okay.
Name gifts at a bridal shower. Go.
Bridal shower.
That was the. You know what? Like, crack die. Crack die.
Are we not going to call that?
Well, wait.
Let's not. What? I didn't.
He's
what?
The boy's confused on what a bridal shower
is. I was going to say diapers.
Yeah. That's a baby shower.
Right. Okay. So let's run it back. Come on, I'm ready.
Oh, you want to do it again?
No, not the different category.
Oh, fine, different category. Okay. All right, here we go. I'll give it to you.
All right,
jeez.
Okay.
Just threw one of
Kevin, you start this one off.
Okay, yes, I'm ready.
Let's just forget that just happened.
Right. I'm forgetting.
Right. Name U.S. presidents. Go.
George Washington.
John Adams.
Abraham Lincoln.
Thomas Jefferson.
Donald Trump.
James Madison.
Joe Biden.
James Monroe.
Barack Obama.
John Quincy Adams.
Richard Nixon?
Yeah, that would have counted.
Oh, man.
Or, like, what's on TV right now? Jimmy Carter.
Today is his day.
Today is his day.
It's a dark way of looking at it.
Right. For remembrance.
I see. Kevin, you start this one off?
Yeah, I'll take that one.
Name colleges.
Oh.
Go.
Sac State.
Wow.
Maybe UC Davis?
Oh, my goodness. Where your daughter goes? Right.
You almost said Rio Americano, and I was like, that's not.
That's a high school. Go, Eagles fly.
No, they were not the Eagles. El Camino was the Eagles.
We're all tied up. Katie, you start this one off. Things you can cover in chocolate.
Oh.
Go.
Strawberries.
Marshmallows.
Cherries.
Pretzels.
Oreo cookies.
Pineapple.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Kiwi.
Oh, wow.
I am by that chocolate fountain 24/7. Wow.
I believe I do.
I love it.
I do trust.
I trust too.
All right. Katie, you start this one off.
Oh, man.
Things you do before going to bed.
Okay, brush your teeth.
Take a shower.
Take off your makeup.
Dry your hair.
Put your hair up in a ponytail.
Turn on your nightlight.
Put on your pajamas.
Tuck your kids to sleep.
Turn on your alarm.
Read a book.
Put on your white noise machine.
Read your kids a book.
Pull down the covers.
Feed your dog.
Feed your cat.
Let your dog out to pee.
Let your cat out to pee.
Your cat doesn't. He has a litter box.
Kevin is running away with this today.
Okay, just say he's running away with anything.
I am running a marathon around you.
All right, here we go.
Wow.
This is exciting. 2 minutes left. Katie, you start this category off. We're playing Concentration for tickets to see Justin Timberlake.
Have sex. Damn it.
Oh.
That's what I should have said.
Car models, go.
I don't know. Oh, okay, Toyota?
No. Car, well, okay. It would be like a Toyota Camry.
Okay.
Go.
Traverse.
Camry.
Forerunner.
Avenza.
I don't know things.
Oh, boy.
A Mustang, maybe, girl. Corvette.
Okay.
Stingray.
Kevin is running away with this one.
Guess you needed that words of encouragement now, huh?
Here we go.
Wow, you're a dumb bitch.
Sorry. Here we go. Score is 4-1, Kevin.
I don't know what happened.
I don't know either.
All right, Katie, you start this category
off.
Okay. Poker hands, go.
Kevin, okay, full deck.
It's full house. Royal flush.
I don't know anything.
Four of a kind, two of a kind.
Right. Okay.
Or not four of a kind. Four of a kind. Yeah, four of a kind.
I think you
three
can
of a kind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we still want to keep playing?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
Yeah, I do. All keep right. it going.
Katie can't win, but this one's just
pick
for funsies.
It up. Go faster.
All right, here we go. Ice cream toppings, go.
Oh, my God. Whipped cream.
Sprinkles.
Chocolate chips.
Peanuts.
Strawberry sauce.
Hard shell cut chocolate.
Peanut butter bites.
I take that Reese's Peanuts.
You know what, Katie? I'll give you the point on that.
Thank you.
Because why not? But in a shocking upset.
No way.
We have a new concentration winner, Jason. Kevin.
Yeah, buddy.
Indeed.
You had faith in him. And
Jason, I love that. See, it's because of your motivation I strive.
I felt it in my gut. I felt it. There's something there. Jason, you got yourself a four pack of tickets to see Justin Timberlake next week at the Golden One Center.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We have a very special
guests
in the studio. I surprised Katie with this. It's my mom and stepdad.
Yay! Rosemary and Rod.
Is this the first time you guys have been in the studio on the air?
In the studio on air, yes.
Now, you've been on the show, but always by phone.
That's right, and by pure intimidation.
Right.
So was this.
Or having to defend myself.
Yeah, so was this. That's true, too.
That I'm not even going to talk about the T-shirt college logo fiasco that you guys put me through over
the holidays. I'm so sorry that Gavin doesn't care about you, because I do.
All right, well, if you don't know what we're talking about, I didn't know that my stepdad had a thing, and his thing is to wear college apparel, and then I got him college apparel, and guess what? That college apparel didn't fit.
Nope. Okay, and I'm so shocked you didn't know his size either?
Well, I thought he was a large.
He's the medium.
He's an extra large.
You're the other way. I need an XL for
working out. You need some room to move.
Yeah, easy breezy.
But his mom specifically sent him a text with the size,
Gavin,
and the color, and the style.
Gavin.
Yeah.
And what made it worse is everybody else in the family knew it's his thing.
It's petite small, everyone, if you're getting my mom a top from Talbot's. So if you get a small, you can rot in hell.
Well, you keep making the mistake of getting your medium.
All right.
Come on. What are you guys doing here?
I'm coming from a meeting.
Okay.
So close by.
Yeah. And she takes meetings.
Naturally, we just kept the wake up call in mind.
Well, good. Now, I would like to ask you guys a question. True or false, do you consider me part of your family?
We just took your ornament off the tree as we were taking Christmas down.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Sent you a picture of it, Katie.
Yep.
It's one of the first ornaments to go in the tree.
Thank you. And what does it say? It says Katie's first Christmas.
Yep. Yeah.
You know what I didn't hear there? A yes.
It was implied. It was implied.
As long as the implication
is
there.
Which ornament is yours on the tree?
I have thousands.
Yeah, he pretty much does.
Our mother texted me over the holidays and said she loves having me in her life.
All right.
Oh, for sure.
That
is a big fat yes, Gavin.
Thank you.
She sends that Katie text message copy-paste to everybody in her contacts. I'm just going through with my affirmation.
Doing my due diligence.
I dominate the Christmas tree in ornaments. It's like half Gavin.
Okay, well, you've been doing this for 44 years.
Yeah.
I'm new.
Well.
And is the other half your brother?
He gets a part of it.
It's
grandkids.
It's family.
Come on.
And grandkids.
I have to say, and I'll say to Gavin right here now.
Yeah, well, say first it of right all, here. Finally, some truth.
We just took our decorations down the other day because we definitely are very, very traditional about waiting until January 6th. But that's one of the saddest things for me is just de-Christmasing and taking the ornaments.
Sure.
But I want you to know, Gavin, it just touched our hearts in ways you wouldn't know that your kids, our grandkids, when they came over, really almost studied the tree and wanted to know where these ornaments from and who was this. And I could show them, this is when, you know, Uncle Ben was little. Here's your dad, Zoe, you know, or having them guess, who do you think this is? And they almost say, oh, that's Theo, or that's Connor, you know.
Because you look so similar to them sometimes.
But that meant a lot that they, because I take a lot of time with the tree because it is special, but they just, every time they came over, and I try to put all the sort of those kinds of ornaments toward the lower
so they
part
can
of the tree.
It's
a big tree. And they just walk around it and reach and look and we want them to do that.
It's almost like you're raising them right.
I have nothing to do with that.
Well, I believe it.
Well, before I go over, I go, guys, gather in.
That's not true.
Listen, if you're going to grandmom's house,
that's right.
There's two rules. Make her feel real special
that's
about
right.
the tree.
That's
okay.
Right.
And,
what's the second rule?
Wash your hands after you go to the bathroom.
There you go. You need to keep working on that one, too.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Well, my mom, Rosemary, my stepdad, Rod, thank you guys so much for stopping by.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
It was unexpected and
a delight.
A delight.
Yes.
So on the way out.
Everybody out there, please keep listening. It puts shoes on my grandkids.
That's true, actually.
actually, on your way out, pretend that you are high-spending sales clients.
Oh, yeah, say that.
And
yeah.
just murmur loudly, like, that wake-up call, they're the best thing in this
building. Take all our money.
Will do, because I got my business get-up on.
That's
so
right.
Yeah, I'm all over it.
Yeah, you look like a business lady. Yeah, okay, good.
Confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Listen, if you're going to come for the queen, you best not miss. It's time to play Are You Smarter Than Katie? That's what they say. And we are playing with Brandy today. Good morning, Brandy.
Good morning.
Caller 17, calling from Folsom. I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Katie is leaving the studio as I speak, and the jackpot is up to $200. Very exciting.
Ooh.
I hope you can handle the pressure.
I hope so, too.
Here we go. Question one. President Jimmy Carter's funeral is today in the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. It's being attended by political leaders of both parties, and fans have lined up in a three-hour-long wait to pay their respects. How many living presidents are left now?
Ooh, three.
Question two. Diddy is still in jail awaiting his trial, and he is furious because he's no longer the most popular person in there. Mm-hmm. Now that Luigi Mangione, the suspected killer of that healthcare CEO, is in the same prison as him, he has been the belle of the ball with inmates and prison staff, and Diddy is jealous. What state are they both being held in?
New York.
Question three, Stranger Things actor David Harbour was dumped by his girlfriend Lily Allen after dating for 5 years, and now we know why. He was caught cheating on her on the dating app Raya, which is the same dating app he met Lily Allen on. Which of the following is not a real dating app? Peanut Butter and Jelly, Badu, or Silver Singles?
Peanut Butter and Jelly.
Question four, Nikki Glaser hosted the Golden Globe Awards and said she found out that she was dramatically underpaid from former host Gerard Carmichael. Well, she was asked to host it next year, and she reportedly got that pay hike. Good for you, girl. True or false, Nikki Glaser was the first solo female host in Golden Globe history.
True.
And finally, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck have officially ended their divorce and split their assets. Shockingly, J-Lo walked away with the $5 million engagement ring, even though Affleck was legally entitled to keep it. If she sells it for 70% of its worth, how much is that?
Ooh, $35 million.
I'm going to need you to say a real number.
Oh, I can't remember what you said. Okay. $35,000.
Okay. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Brandy, where are you off to today?
Going to work, Midtown, Sacramento.
You drive from Folsom to Midtown?
Yes, every day.
Wow. How long?
My last day, though.
Today's your last day?
Yes.
By choice?
Yes, I've got a new job, fully remote, so I won't have to make the commute anymore.
Yes! So wait, hold on. Before we get too excited, does that mean you're not going to listen to us anymore?
Oh, I've still got to listen.
Okay, good. All right. Okay. Do you have a smart speaker? Because you can listen to us live on a smart speaker.
I do. Perfect.
Thank God. Thank God. Okay. Otherwise, $200 jackpot. I'll throw it out. I'll just go get you an Echo Dot or something. All you have to say, by the way, everybody, is just say, Alexa, play 106.5 The End, and we come on live. It's great. All right, here we go.
Perfect.
Katie, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. President Jimmy Carter's funeral is today, and it's going to be at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
It's being attended by political leaders of both parties. There is a three-hour-long line in, like, 20-degree weather of people lined up waiting to pay their respects.
Okay.
He's definitely somebody I think we should all try to be more like.
Well, he was a very charitable person.
Yes, he was. One of the sweetest ex-presidents we ever had. How many living presidents do we have left?
Okay. Clinton, Bush, Obama, Trump, Biden. Five.
That is correct. Five. Question two. I love this story. So Diddy is still in jail, and he is furious because he's now in the same jail as Luigi Mangione.
Uh-oh.
And Luigi Mangione
is beloved by all.
Beloved by all in the prison, by staff and inmates.
Sure.
And Diddy can't stand not being the most famous person in the room. That's from a quote of a friend of his, by the way.
Wow.
He can't nonstop ranting about it.
I don't know what Luigi did to us, but he broke our brains.
What state are they both being held in?
New York.
Yeah. In New York. Question three, David Harbour from Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Lily Allen, his girlfriend, dumped him after dating for 5 years. Did you know that?
I knew that they were dating.
They're not anymore.
Okay.
And it's because she found out that he was cheating on her on the dating app Raya.
Okay.
Which is the same dating app where they met.
Well, how bold to be a famous person and then be on a dating app?
Well, Kevin knows more about Raya than I do. Isn't that a dating app kind of for rich and famous people?
Only for like celebrities.
Okay,
and
but
you need
an
access code to get it.
We're using the word celebrity very loosey goosey because our boss is on Raya.
He's very famous.
Yeah. He still
hasn't given me a code yet.
He's a world famous DJ.
That is
okay.
True.
Wow.
All right. Which of the following is not a real dating app?
Okay.
Peanut butter and jelly, Badu, or silver singles?
I'm going to say Badu.
Badu? You have to say it like that.
Badu? Really?
That's a real one.
Yeah. What's a Badu?
I don't know.
Okay.
Silver singles, also real. Peanut butter and jelly is the fake one.
Really?
Question four. Nikki Glaser hosted the Golden Globes, and she found out, and she said this in an interview publicly, that she was dramatically underpaid as a former host, Gerard Carmichael, who is less famous
I don't know who that is.
He's a comedian. Okay. Less famous than Nikki Glaser.
For sure.
And he got paid way more than she did. Mm. Well, they asked her to host next year, and she got that pay raise.
Get that bag, bitch.
True or false, Nikki Glaser was the first solo female host in Golden Globe history.
Oh, you mean Gerard Carmichael.
Yeah, what'd I say?
Gerard. Yeah, okay. What was the question? Sorry.
True or false, Nikki Glaser, first solo female host in Golden Globe history.
True.
Yeah. There have been others, but they've had to be paired up with people.
I think it was Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
And then Sandra Oh randomly hosted with Andy Samberg 1 year.
Okay.
Super weird. Anyway, final question. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck have officially ended the divorce. They've split their assets. And shockingly, J-Lo got to walk away with the $5 million engagement ring. Even though legally, Ben Affleck was entitled to have that ring back.
No, he wasn't, because they got married. If they were engaged, it is a promissory piece of jewelry. Once you get married, then it belongs to you.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. If she sells that ring for 70% of its worth.
And it was $5 million, you said?
Yep. How much is that? Katie has stopped writing.
No. I'm going to say $3
million. Well, you're close. Let's see if Brandy, did you figure it out yet?
I did.
$3.5 million. $3.5 million. Brandy was like $35,000, $350,000. She had the numbers right, she just couldn't figure out. All right, final score. Brandy, you got three. Katie got three.
It's a tie.
Boy, oh boy.
In the name of Jimmy Carter.
Aww. We add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. Brandy, what is it you want to tell us?
Well, Katie, good game. I'm sorry I didn't beat you, but you're very smart.
Well, I'll take it.
Pretty
and
close.
Congratulations on your new job.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We want to know, what letter grade would you give your marriage proposal? 916-909-1065. 909-1065. And we're getting into this because, personally, I think a shocking number of Americans would give their marriage proposal an A+. What would you guess Americans would? Remember, we're our country's number one in confidence.
Oh, okay. So what do I think the average score?
No. What do you think? What percentage of Americans would give their marriage proposal an A+?
80?
80?
80%?
What do you think?
I would say 75.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. I would have expected it to be that high. Yeah. It's only 40%. It's actually less than 40%. It's like 39% of Americans would actually give their marriage proposal an A+. I asked my wife, what letter grade would you give my proposal to you? And she gave it an A+.
Okay.
But I pulled out all the stops for mine.
You did.
You know, I proposed at Disneyland, but didn't do that basic bitch in front of the castle thing. Like, I set up a private dinner on a balcony at the Grand Californian. Oh, wow. Like, yeah, it was a big deal. Another one that we got on text message that was way over the top, and I love this, was somebody else gave it an A+. It was on a gondola. I'm guessing in Vegas, or maybe not. And at one point, the gondola driver, I guess they're called, said, oh, there's a lot of garbage in the water. You guys, you got to help me pick up all this garbage. And she said she was really mad about that.
What?
Until she picked up a bag, and in the bag there was a bottle, and the bottle had a note in it that said, will you marry me? And at that point, like, talk about planning ahead.
Yeah.
So many things could have gone
wrong
there.
Also, such a weird way to rope somebody else in. Hey, can you help pick up this garbage?
Yeah, exactly. What about you, Katie? What letter grade would you give your marriage proposal?
I mean, an F.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
I didn't get proposed to.
Oh,
yeah.
I famously have been married twice and never proposed to.
That's true. And both times you'd get an F? Or whatever it was.
Well, yeah, both times nobody asked me. Yeah. Nobody has ever said, like, will you marry me?
Right.
So.
916-909-1065. Emily, what letter grade would you give yours?
No, I give him a D. And I think that's being very kind.
Okay.
A D.
Tell us why.
And let me preface this, actually, by saying this was his plan. So we had just randomly, it was like a Sunday morning, and, you know, we had... I don't know if I can say this on the radio. We had sex.
Yeah, you can say that.
You can say it on this show.
and he just, like, rolled over, pulled the ring out, and asked me to marry him.
And that was it.
That was his plan. That was it. I mean, at least he had a ring. That's
yeah, at least he
F,
had, like,
but...
right. It wasn't like he just rolled over and said, like, will you marry me without any amount of planning.
I don't want to say it seems worse. Well, no, I am going to say it seems worse, because if he just had no ring and was just caught up in the afterglow and was like, you know what? I need to marry you. That is better than...
No, it's not. I'm telling you it's not.
His plan was... This was his plan.
Okay.
To have random sex and then just like... Hey, baby girl. Like, ew. So you guys were both naked when he proposed to you?
Yes.
Oh, I don't love that. Maybe my proposal or lack thereof, was just so bad that anything seems fine to me now.
I think that's where we're at. I think you're the bar. You're the bar for the bottom.
That's so sad.
Emily, thank you so much for calling.
I'm so glad I got to be a part of the show. I listen all the time. Love you guys.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Thanks. Love you.
916-909-1065. Let's talk to Alyssa. Good morning, Alyssa.
Good morning.
So what grade would you give your marriage proposal?
He got an A for effort, but I ruined it.
Oh no.
How did you?
So I grew up in Tahoe City, so my now husband planned a trip. He got like a really nice condo on the beach where I grew up, and when we got there I ended up getting super sick, and he had a whole brunch planned, and a bunch of our friends had come.
Oh, no.
So we went to brunch And it had dumped snow the night before, and a bunch of my girlfriends were trying to get me to go across the street to the beach. They're like, let's go take pictures with the kids. And I was like, screw your kids. And they were like, no, you have to. So I literally just threw on a random pair of sweats, a beanie, barely brushed my hair. And as I'm stomping through the snow, my husband is behind me, and I'm like, what are you doing? You know, just let's get this over with these kids. Just take some pictures. And then I turn around, and he's on one knee, and it was so sweet. And effort on him, and then all of our friends were there, and well, everyone wanted to celebrate, and I just wanted to go to bed.
And you said, so. I do! Thank you so much for calling.
106.5, The End.
It's the wake-up call.
One of the things that I did over break was I got an epidural. And I've had to explain this to women because they're like, what? Oh my God, what? An epidural for like normal situations is completely different than an epidural for childbirth.
It does not paralyze you.
And they give you an injection of steroids that kind of sit there for 4 to 6 months in my lower back. And I got to tell you, I feel no pain for the first time in like 10 years.
Wow.
That's exciting.
It's pretty great. Okay. But I'm sitting there waiting to get this. And I looked up at the pain scale that we've all seen in doctor's offices. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Smiley face.
Things are going great.
All the way down to Mr. Yuck. Yeah. Like it's just real like angry, sad at the bottom. And it was the first time I ever saw this pain scale,
okay,
which is almost like the director's cut, because I didn't know this, but the pain scale we've all seen at the doctor's offices aren't just numbers. There is a title given to each number and a description for what that should mean.
Okay.
And I'm here to tell you, we have been abusing this pain scale. Like, you can't believe.
Okay.
How many times have you gone in and the doctor's like, where's the pain level? And you go, 10.
I never say 10.
I think I've flirted with 8 or 9 many times.
Oh, no. Always say 7.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I don't want to seem dramatic.
Then, okay, you're not me.
Okay.
And I'm just going to tell you right off the bat, number 10 on the pain scale is unimaginably unspeakable.
Oh my goodness.
That is the title for the number 10 on the pain scale. And number one, the smiley face is officially very mild. It's the second sentence that makes me think that I'm reading high school girls' poetry. Okay. Most of the time, you never think about the pain. It's there, but you don't think about it. And right. Now let's jump all the way to number 10. The title again is unimaginably unspeakable.
Okay.
Number 10. Unspeakable pain. Most people have never experienced this level of pain comparable to crushing a hand or losing consciousness as a result of pain and not blood loss. That's 10. Most human beings have never experienced this level. And I can't tell you how many times that I've gone in there just because, like, I am, I guess, uncomfortable. And I'm like, I guess it's a 10, 10 out of 10. And I'll bet these doc, because they're doctors, they probably research this. They probably are like, this a-hole.
Well, they're probably like, we got another 10 over here, right. Eye roll.
Really?
So, okay, what is 7?
Number 7, very intense.
Okay. Oh.
7 is severe pain. We're going over the pain scale, by the way. I saw a chart that actually breaks it down and says the titles. It's number 7. Severe pain that completely dominates your senses.
Wow!
Causing you to think unclearly about half the time. At this point, you are effectively disabled and frequently cannot live alone.
Oh my goodness.
This reminds me of my lovemaking.
I So, okay, then that's seven. That's
okay, that's seven. Wow. Okay.
You want to go up or down?
We got to take me to five.
Take you to five, yeah, all right.
Because I've been abusing seven.
Number five on the pain scale is officially very distressing. Moderately strong pain, such as a sprained ankle or mild back pain. Okay, so maybe I've been living at a five for 10 years.
Okay.
Not only do you notice the pain all the time, you are now so preoccupied with managing it that your normal lifestyle is curtailed. I'm not making any of this up. Yeah, that is me. Like, are you an a-hole to your family because your back hurts? Yeah, you're just at a five. A five! By the way, the face for the five on the pain scale is meh. It is essentially resting bitch face. That's five on the pain scale. So listen, I mean, we don't have time to run through all of these, but I just want everybody to know.
We've been doing it wrong.
We've been doing.
Get your ass together.
Abusing it like you can't believe.
Right. And this is why we have an opioid crisis.
Right.
Because everybody keeps saying they're a 10.
Right.
Like crushing a hand.
Right. The title is unimaginable. You can't even.
You can't even imagine. Your brain can't even get there.
No, no. Maybe at the most you're living at nine, which is excruciatingly unbearable.
That's like this show.
Yeah, that's the truth.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So we all do not like it when we are flying on an airplane and there's a mystery foul smell. But what happened to this one woman, though?
Man.
Oh, it was a man.
Yeah.
When he posted about it on TikTok, it really got the comment section going.
Yeah.
What was the story, Katie?
He's on a flight, and he posts that a guy sitting not next to him, but close enough, was eating a tuna melt that he had purchased and brought onto the plane.
Wow.
He said it was stinking up the entire place. This guy goes, only eat things that are not fragrant. So no fish, no fried items, period. A flight attendant chimed in and said, if you are sitting next to somebody that has like smelly food, you can approach them, but be calm, be kind, and not non-confrontational.
And say what? Put your food away?
I guess.
How do you feel about this?
I would rather drop dead than have anybody smell anything that I'm eating on a flight. I barely can even bring food onto a flight.
Why?
I don't want anybody to know.
Why?
I can't explain it. Like, I wouldn't, like, I've
You're self-conscious about this?
Extremely.
The girl who doesn't show up for a flight until they've called her name twice.
Right.
Proudly being the last one on a plane. You can look at all those faces as you walk back to your seat, but God forbid they judge you for smelly food.
I want them to see me. I don't want them to smell me.
I'm the total opposite. I will, first of all, not give a damn. Second of all, I'll buy food at the airport and sometimes bring it on the plane and not eat it for hours. I will like time release my food because I'm like, okay, if this is going to be a 5-hour flight, if I eat this 2 hours from now, that'll be good. If I eat this 3.5 hours from now, that'll be good. So I got two things. Okay, good. Okay. Like, that's me. To be fair, that's how my entire day goes. Everything centers around food and when do I get to eat it.
So there is nothing you wouldn't bring on a plane.
Big fat zero.
Even fish.
If I'm craving fish, daddy's having fish.
That's
and everybody
wild.
Else with their sensitive smells, you guys can just, you can take the L because everybody's doing something annoying. I mean, everybody is doing something annoying. And mine's going to listen, I eat fast. Just give me 15 minutes. Tuna melt, get out of here. I could kill a tuna melt in 8 minutes.
Okay, but then the smell doesn't go away.
Oh, yes, it does.
Short it's in my belly. Of being the last person on a flight, I'm not doing anything annoying on a flight. Except maybe get up and go to the bathroom.
Well, you like the window.
Yeah.
And if you're a frequent bathroom person, you shouldn't take a window. I mean, but listen, you got to know where we are. Katie is one of those people that just goes like, yep, we're over the mountains. Which mountains are those?
Yeah, there they are. There they are.
Après ski, huh? Yeah.
We're flying over the ocean, guys. We're going to Chicago.
I did say.
That's a lake.
I did.
It's so big. Yeah, some would say it's great.
We did a fly into Chicago, and I turned to Gavin and I go, I'm so confused about where we are right now because I can see the ocean. And he's like, not the ocean, you dumb bitch.
Yeah. And then she goes, well, seeing all this water makes me have to go to the bathroom. So if you could get up, that'd be great. Kevin, where do you lay on this smell on an airplane?
I'll bring food on.
Really?
Yeah, for my Japan trip, I brought on the plane barbecue. And you know how I don't eat things cold?
Right.
I even asked the flight attendant to microwave it for me. And
wow.
Oh, it smelled like fresh off the grill.
Oh, my God.
Kevin.
It was bomb. And I had garlic fried rice, too.
Oh my God!
Why?
You are so rude.
It's an Asian flight.
First of all, to ask the flight attendant, who is not a waitress, by the way.
She said it's fine.
Waitress.
I didn't say flight. I said, hey, do you have a microwave on the plane? And she said, yeah. Did you need something warmed up? I said, do I? Took my plastic bag. I had two to-goes because the flight is long. I had breakfast, lunch. I told her, microwave my lunch one.
And when you say barbecue, do you mean like Korean barbecue?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So good.
With garlic rice.
Oh, God.
Reheated.
Yes. And they didn't. This is not a flight where they served meals, correct?
They did serve meals.
Oh, so this is your in-between meal.
This is my, because this was nap time.
So you wanted to...
This was like sleep time, but I was jet lagged. So I was eating while everyone was sleeping, and then my neighbors woke up with one eye. Was
yeah,
like,
I'll bet they did.
Did they serve food yet?
Yeah, no, not this is to my you.
Own. Did you want a bite?
You did not. God. You would never.
I had extra, so I was offering my seatmate.
Wow. That makes me look real good, doesn't it?
So much better.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
If you haven't noticed or seen the news, the wildfires in LA, still a big deal, still a disaster. In fact, by the time everything is done, it's pretty easily going to be the most expensive natural disaster in American history.
And is that because of the location and the cost of, mm-hmm.
Like billions of dollars, tens and tens of billions of dollars. Now, we're not going to make this political. I just want to just say something.
Okay.
Yesterday, Donald Trump, he released a statement.
In the middle of the fires.
Putting blame on Governor Gavin Newsom. And this is not my opinion. This is coming from ABC10's fact check about the whole thing.
Okay.
Okay? So first of all, what did he say? He said, Governor Gavin Newsom, kind of funny, refused to sign the water restoration declaration put before him that would have allowed millions of gallons of water from excess rain and snow melt from the north to flow daily into many parts of California, including the areas that are currently burning in a virtually apocalyptic way. Then he also added, he said that the only reason we're doing this is because of... What he said is essentially a pointless fish called a smelt.
Okay.
This is according to ABC10's fact check about the whole thing. The fires burning in Los Angeles County were fanned by severe winds and exacerbated by near zero rainfall throughout Southern California. Sending more water south from the Bay Delta would have done nothing to prevent them or extinguish them. Full stop. What do you think Donald Trump thought we would have done with that water? Do you think that, like, if Gavin Newsom would have done whatever he said he didn't do, that every day, all of Los Angeles would have just been turned into the sidewalk in front of a grocery store, where every day we just water it down.
Or that there is some sort of underground pipeline of Northern California water and just sprinklers.
Right.
Just a cut.
Hey, guys, it's the mayor of Los Angeles. I want to let you know that we turn the sprinklers on. They go on at 5 o'clock. Like, there's kids everywhere playing in the sprinklers in L.A.
Right. Like, I don't necessarily. Now, part of it is, I think his criticism is also saying that there isn't enough water for the firefighters there, which also is not true.
Correct. He said, literally said, there's no water in the fire hydrants.
Right.
Not true.
Right. Now, I think there was one fire hydrant that did run out of water. Like, it's funny because there is a little bit of truth in parts of it. There is a Environmental Protection Priority Act that is designed to help the Delta smelt, but it has nothing to do with getting water to...
And just for the people who are confused and think that Donald Trump's right about this, this is how it works. Los Angeles water does not come from Northern California.
No.
It comes via the aqueduct that runs from Owens Valley east of the Sierra Nevadas, not the Delta. The city also imports water from the Colorado River. And it has since the 30s.
But are we maybe on to something?
What would that be? That we should just hose everything down?
The Sprinkler Act of 2025.
Yeah.
I want to make it clear. Had anybody tweeted or truthed or X'd this out, I would absolutely be crapping on them as well.
Right.
The premise of it simply doesn't make any sense. Can I just say one other thing?
Is it about how now's not even the time, even if it is accurate?
It is.
Okay.
I know that Northern California and Southern California, we be beefing, mm-hmm. right? Especially, I mean, the Kings Lakers beef, we'll never forgive them for calling us a cow town. In fact, it became part of our personality, sure. right? These are still Californians.
Yeah.
And I want to say, it's very easy to think, oh, well, these are rich people. They'll be fine. Not all of those people are rich people. And another thing to remember is that in Southern California, a really wealthy person's house could back up to a whole neighborhood of really not wealthy people. The other thing is, apartments are burning to the ground.
Schools, churches.
Those aren't people that are sitting on a gold mine.
Right.
And unfortunately, many of these people's insurance companies dropped their fire damage protection in their homeowners insurance policies.
We don't have time to get into that, but that is a whole other crisis. So
some of these people
have nothing.
They have nothing, and they will continue to have nothing.
Hose them down, I guess. Hose them down.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, guys. Yay!
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
He's always ready to go on a safari as long as you're talking about Safari Internet Explorer. He finds interesting facts from the internet and tells us all about them in sloppy explanations he doesn't understand. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know the bumblebee bat is the world's smallest mammal, weighing in at 0.05 to 0.07 ounces?
The bumblebee bat?
inches head to body is 1.14 to 1.29 inches.
It's smaller than an inch.
Yeah. Oh. It's smaller than your fingertip.
Okay, it looks like a little, it looks like a bat.
It's so.
But it's itty bitty.
Adorable.
Kevin, I love this animal.
Yes.
I've never loved an animal more than this.
How do we get one?
How do we get one, Kevin?
I think they're only indigenous.
To what?
To
everything is indigenous, just so you know.
To, like, the Asian islands.
Well, that doesn't mean we can't have one.
I mean, I think they survive on, like, foraging and, like, you know, human climates. Over here, they can't survive out here. They're
we have
too
human
small.
Climate.
You are saying.
Humid.
Oh, humid.
Oh, human. I thought you said human, too.
Google bumblebee bat at some point in your life if you're feeling a little down and out.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know professional athletes used to perform in Voldairville during the off seasons before? Yes. What?
Before, nothing. Yes. Say that again.
Voldairville.
Voldairville.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's in New York.
Oh.
It was. It's not around anymore.
Oh.
And what do you think they would perform in Voldairville?
Since it's professional athletes, it would be like, you know, conditioning or something.
So they would like do like high knees for people for entertainment?
They would do plays.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just to be clear, you think Valdairville
is a historic, like, kind of like, you know, like Portland. You go to Portland for the theaters.
Okay, so you think it's Valdair, like a city or a town?
It's an act.
Okay, so, okay, it's pronounced Vaudeville.
Oh.
It's like, your place is like Hidden Valley.
Yes, Hidden Valley Ranch, bitch.
Right. But vaudeville was a type of theater.
Oh, see, I was right.
You were circling the drain there.
I said a play.
Okay.
How have you come this long in your life?
What do you mean I got it right?
I know, but to not know about vaudeville.
Oh, I wasn't into sports back then. Right. Yeah.
Got it. Did you know with Kevin? Give us one more fact.
Did you know we currently all have hemorrhoids? They're just not inflamed.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That makes me confused as to what is a hemorrhoid, Kevin?
I don't know.
You don't know what a hemorrhoid is?
Should I?
Google it.
Hemorrhoid. Oh, God, okay. Katie!
Yeah. Do I need to go on incognito or no?
No, you're fine.
Just hemorrhoid.
Go to images.
Swollen veins in the lower rectum.
Okay, now go to images.
I don't want to go to images.
Just do it.
Oh, my God.
I can see a reflection.
Oh, my God. Why is he holding his booty?
I've never had one.
I've never had one.
You've never had one either?
No. I've had friends that have, because it's like common in pregnancy.
Yeah. Pregnant women get them sometimes.
Do you just like snip it off or what?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure how they're treating
it. I'm going to be sick. I saw a real picture.
There's like creams you can get for it, but I don't know if that makes it go away or if it like relieves the symptoms.
Well, apparently we all have them.
I don't think I do.
They're just not inflamed.
They're not inflamed. You got to wait till they're inflamed. Have you seen you should Google it. Very insightful.
Why don't you Google it?
Yeah. When was the last time you looked back there?
Go ahead. Google it.
Do a hemorrhoid check.
When was the last time you looked?
Are you talking about when was the last time she looked at her own?
Yeah. You should always check on yourself, like how men and women have to check themselves for breast cancer or testicular cancer.
Hold on. Both of you have looked back there?
Can your back not bend like that?
I'm just not curious.
It's for health.
I think if you had a hemorrhoid, I think you would know without having to look. I think you'd feel it.
Oh.
But like... Listen, I'm not going to shame you for getting to know all parts of your body.
Absolutely.
I think that's great. Yeah. I think it's beautiful.
Nothing's unknown to me.
Right. Are you saying you've never seen yours?
Yeah, that's weird.
I mean, I don't think I have. No, I don't believe.
You should get it looked at.
Okay, all right.
And if somebody else is going to do it. You,
I'm glad that you two and Dr. Sexy Red are all very well versed on the condition back. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of that.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.